This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So here we are, and we don't know what time it is for everybody else around the world, but for us, it's in the middle of the afternoon, and it's a beautiful day. So anyway, enough about that.
Yeah.
We want to pick up with some new topics for you guys that we think are relevant. And Scott's got the first one. By the way, I'm Teresa.
Yeah, and I'm Scott.
This is Living It Up.
And,
beginning again.
Yeah. And our topic today is to be okay with not getting your way.
Yeah.
It's important to express our ideas and truths, but equally important to accept the outcome. Not so easy sometimes.
Yeah.
No matter which way they go.
Mm-hmm. In other words, will it be our way or not?
That's right. Listen today and find out why trusting the results to God makes it easier to take a risk and speak up.
Yeah. What passage goes with this?
Ephesians 4:15. It says, instead, we will speak the truth in love, mm-hmm. growing in every way more and more like Christ, mm-hmm. who is the head of his body, the church.
Mm-hmm. You know, when we talked about doing this, to me, what I felt like Holy Spirit was telling me about this was that, you know, when you're speaking, whether you're being true to yourself about what you really believe, or when it comes down to what we believe about, you know, God, and we're expressing that, to leave the results up to Him. Don't worry about it,
mm-hmm.
because He's all about truth, and that makes it easier for me to speak up when I know that I'm being true to myself. I believe and am convicted in what I'm wanting to say or stand up for. And I put it out there, and if they don't agree, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just know I was doing what I needed to do for me and what I believe God was showing me I needed
yeah.
to say. What about you?
Well, same way. I mean, you know, in many businesses, you know, the saying is, you know, well, that guy's just a yes man.
Yep.
Yep. You know, say yes to everything, you know, to make the boss feel better,
mm-hmm.
you know, to agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, really, the world needs less yes men and more men who will stand up and tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. And women.
Yeah, and women. And, you know, and it really is but you have to have conviction on this, because you have to do it in the right way. You know, you can't do it in a prideful way. You know, like, oh, I know better, or this and that. You know, if someone asks your opinion, pray about it. Give them the truth.
And if they don't accept it, don't take it personally.
Yeah, let it go.
Didn't have anything to do with us most of the time. It's just they're entitled to believe what they want to believe and
yeah.
what to be true in all aspects.
Mm-hmm.
But it's difficult sometimes when we get our back up to say, God, you know, why don't they agree with me? Well, not everybody's going to. Not everybody's going to like us either.
That's right. But speaking up, you know, can be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but with God, you know, He can give you the peace to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is when we don't speak up, we have all this inside of us. And it just turns into anger.
Mm-hmm. And resentment.
And resentment. That's right.
And it's like we always say that really the underlying basis of it is fear anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but I do know that I have to live in my own skin, and it's important. My opinions are important, just like your opinions are important, and anybody else I'm in relationship with.
That's right.
And there needs to be a mutual respect, I think, for us to be able to state our opinions and not let it come between us.
Right. And, you know, we have to know the difference, too. There's a place and time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know some people who just blurt out, say something right in the middle of something else, you know, and right in the middle of a conversation, you're going, why'd you say it now? You know, I mean, it just wasn't the appropriate time, mm-hmm. you know. And so there is a time and a place for everything to be received.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is that you're heard. Is that your opinion matters to God.
Mm-hmm.
And that means your opinion needs to matter to other people as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were the baby of the family. Did you feel like that a lot of times if you didn't get your way that you got upset? Do people know that about you?
Yeah, I still do that.
So now that you're an adult, you know, what's your mindset when that kind of old way creeps in as a baby of the family like I am too?
Yeah. Well, I just have to realize that, hey, you know what? You're not going to get your way all the time, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can always seek counsel, you know, through Jesus. And just know that, you know what, man? I matter. You know, you matter. Everybody matters to God. And that's what's important. You might not get your gratification or your verification from men, but you always get it from God. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're doing the right thing. That's the thing. Are you doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you speak up, are you doing it to make yourself look better, or are you doing it to make the situation better? So, you know, you just have to really, you know, we have to pray about that. So.
Yeah, and I think, too, it just all boils down to not taking it personally, you know? And I don't have to be so insistent on getting my way. And that's been a thing that I've had to learn, again, because of my place in the family, to go, you know, it's okay.
Well, you know, so many people, you know, maybe listening today and really don't realize that, you know what, it's okay to speak up. And, you know, you might not have that inner confidence.
Right.
To do so.
But you do matter.
Yeah, you absolutely matter. And if you don't think you matter, then I suggest you give your life to Christ. Because he'll make you realize that you do matter. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to speak up.
Yes.
Because by taking a risk, he's got your back.
Yeah, you have value and purpose.
The God of the universe has your back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you haven't and you walked away, or possibly you've been in church for a while and you're just now realizing, you know what, man? I never realized that God really had my back like that. Mm-hmm. Then please pray this prayer with us and give your life to him. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say that I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I need you to give me the self-confidence and the trust to do the right thing at the right time. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well.
Yeah.
We hope that if you made that decision, you'll let us know, because you're valuable. And that decision that you just made, and there may be people in your family that don't agree with it, it's mm-hmm. important to you.
Correct.
And more than that, you know, it's important to obviously to your relationship with God and where you're going to spend eternity.
Yeah, email us at info@livingitup.org. And we'd love to hear from you. And if you just like to give a comment about the ministry, we'd love to hear that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a topic you want us to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to hear that.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we hope you'll enjoy your day and be okay not getting your way. Because
mm-hmm.
it's important to express your ideas and truths, but equally important to accept the outcome no matter which way things go. We
That's
hope
right.
today, because you listen, you found out why trusting the results to God will make it easier to stand up and take a risk and speak up.
That's right.
Okay? So while you do that, keep living it up.
While beginning again.